Welcome, Kathleen Pearl here. This is June 7th, 2021. I've done the Day of the Lord series out of the Book of Revelation. I got through the seals and the trumpets. I was beginning the vials. The vials are, what are they? They are vile. They deal with the vile. They're disgusting. They deal with the perverted and those who refuse to repent. Therefore, I've skipped a lot of the intermittent scriptures from where I started out. Left off, I'm sorry, from Revelation chapter 8. I was going to begin again where the vials began, which was chapter 16. And just do a summary. I'm not going to do that. I wrote it all out. I've been waiting on it. I've been mulling over it, praying over it. I'm not going to do that. I feel the Holy Spirit has said, no, I want you to do something else. And this is the something else. So, Father, thank you and praise you. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit to declare what you want me to declare. Nothing more and nothing less. We put it under the blood of Jesus. We thank you for divine protection over the website, over me, over my extended families, friends, ministries, jobs, assets, bank accounts, vehicles, all my concerns that are used to serve you. I thank you for your graciousness and kindness to me. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you for being born at this time and the insight that you've given me to be able to declare your word. And even though whoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. We will go to Revelation chapter 9. This is after the opening of the pit, Apollyon, and the demonic locust army. We'll go to verse 20. And the rest of men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works. Of their hands. They repented not of the works of their hands. Okay, there's a lot of battle that goes in over the mind. And we cast all those thoughts down and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. But when it becomes the work of their hands, they have been swift to buy the lie and incorporate it and to act upon it. And it becomes a work of their hands. It becomes fleshed out. And what is the work of their hands? Here we go. That they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murder, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Who are those that overcome the dragon that he made war against the woman's child in Revelation 12? Those who kept the commandments of God and faith in Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Mashiach. Get ready. Oh my gosh, get ready, you guys. When I begin to say these things, there's such a trembling in my spirit. Look up, your salvation is drawing close. Hold fast the profession of your faith. These words are for us so we understand the strategy, the logistics of the enemy, of our soul, and we do not capitulate to them. Shields up. Keep your faith steady. Keep your discernment in the word of God accurate and sharper than any two-edged sword. For these hours are upon us now. And what hour is that, Kathleen? I'm going to start at chapter 15 in the book of Revelation 5. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. We got a testimony here coming from heaven. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave to one of the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. Seven plagues, vile plagues, being poured out upon the earth. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his enemies. What were their first indictment to repent of in Revelation chapter 9? The works of their hands, idolatry. What do you worship? What are you pursuing? What are your hands going after? Lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. Most certainly. Now I'm going to segue, and this is difficult for me. Two men that I'm indirectly associated with through ministry were murdered by Hezbollah about 3 weeks ago with their senior leader, a pastor who was beaten in with, those brass knuckles, steel knuckles, like the mafia used to tear and rip your face and stuff. And the two men, his assistants, were shot in the leg. These legs. So they got him. They came and cleaned him up. They were doing ministry. It was at the close of Ramadan, I believe. And up somewhere in the Middle East around Syria. So the senior pastor went into the hospital because he's been paralyzed for many years after being beat up by Hezbollah in Israel, and is incapable of walking, and has had just been raised from the dead, all these incredible things that are happening. But he's suffered so much, and yet God still keeps him alive as a shepherd of his persecuted flock. And the two men were attended to. Someone came and took out the bullets and cauterized the wounds and put them in a tent and was trying to make provision for them. And the other man was in the hospital because he was so badly beaten, his face and all over his back. And his stomach has been bothering him for a while. And the physicians were trying to decide whether to do surgery or not. And because of his weakened state, they decided, no, they can't do that. Meanwhile, the two men who were in the tent, Hezbollah came, and for about an hour and a half or 2 hours tried to bully them into renouncing Jesus Christ as their Savior and recanting and returning back to Islam. And they said no. How can we go back when our sins have been forgiven us? And we know that Jesus is God. Anyway, there was a woman that was engaged to take care of them because they were not capable yet of taking care of themselves. You know, get them food and stuff, make sure their personal needs so they healed enough to be on their way. And she had been in the marketplace and came back, and she heard, she didn't go in, she stayed far away and listened to the conversation where these two assistants to the senior pastor were being harassed and bullied. And then she heard some shots, gunshots, and the men left. They fled. Their dirty deeds and crimes. She went in the tent and they had been murdered for their testimony, for the word of their testimony. Well, these were younger men. They each had wives, and they had, between the two of them, five children. Meanwhile, the pastor, who just had surgery really within the last day, since it's a 12-hour time distance from here to there, where I am, way out west, the Wild West, which is, by the way, reverting to the wilds. was strong enough to have surgery, and I received a report. Therefore, I'm going to read you the report. June 7th, 2021. Shalom again, friends. Thank you for all your prayers for Pastor yesterday. He called this morning to let me know he came through the surgery well. The surgery only took 1.25 to 1.5 hours, and the doctors removed several small cancerous masses. He, of course, needs to recover, but said all seems to be going well. Omar and about 40 of about 40 of those who are involved with ministry stayed outside of the hospital during the surgery and spent the time in prayer, and God answered. I have another very urgent request to share. Pastor told me that one of the ministry's women helping to care for the widows of the two Hezbollah murdered assistants of Pastor was near the tent. This woman was near the tent that had been supplied and set up for their widows and children, and heard some screaming. And she saw somewhere between 20 and 30 Hezbollah militants had grabbed both widows. 20 and 30, not 2 or 3. 20 and 30. Niven and Shireen and all five of their children and kidnapped them. No one could do anything to help as the militants were armed with machine guns. Keep your guns, baby. The entire camp where they were set up has been searched, and they have not been found. No one has any idea where they were taken. This is one of the harsh realities of being a follower of Jesus, where radical terrorists are allowed to do whatever they want to do without consequence. Now this, by the way, this is in a refugee camp. And look, the refugee camps aren't guarded. You know, this is war, babe. It is one thing to have murdered their husbands, but to now kidnap their widows and the children, four of them young girls, is something on another level. Please pray earnestly for the Lord to intervene. We know God was not caught off guard, but prayer is something He has asked us to do one for another. It is a privilege to go to Him in prayer, and it is a tool He has given us. Thank you all from part of the team that I work with. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Listen, there is a judgment day, and there is a judicious, and there is a righteous judge. And we are in the time of confrontation and judgments. And these 30 Hezbollah guys that kidnapped them, and you know, I think four of them were young girls. This is not good. And even the young boy is not, exempt from being violated by these demonically inspired Hezbollah. Let's just call them what they are. Call them out. We're confronting you out now. in Jesus' name. And if you do not repent of your works, your judgment is coming swiftly now. And you will not see paradise. You will see the fires of hell.